Good evening. I call this September 2nd, 2025 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bolziger. I'm the chairman of the Planning Commission. It's my pleasure to welcome you here. This is a public meeting and you are encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. We have several rules to help us proceed with an orderly meeting. I ask you to keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. You need to take a call, please step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, raise your hand. I'll recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so let us have a chance to speak. There seems plenty of time here. However, focus on your comments. We'll keep track of time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I'll now call for a roll call of members.
Bolziger?
Here.
Valeska?
Here.
Pounds?
Kading?
Here.
Huber? Radner?
Here.
Schroeder? Boswell?
Schroeder's here.
He's here.
Here.
Schroeder?
Here.
Boswell? Heinrich?
Here.
Approval of the minutes from the August 5th, 2025 meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Radner, second by Valeska to approve the minutes. All in favor, please vote, I should say.
My thing went black here for a little bit. Okay, man.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Chris is here. Commission members present voting aye. Radner, Schroeder, Bolziger, Heinrich, Valeska, Kading, abstaining.
Okay. You approve the minutes. I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit renewal application submitted by Royce Rentals, LLC, Mike Royce and Associates, 15707 South 234th Street in Repna, Nebraska, for the continuation of a contractor's yard and office on the west 15 feet of Lot 14 and all of Lot 15, Block 16, in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, together with part of vacated street adjoining. That's 330 North 16th Street, for 10 years.
Good evening, Chair Bolziger and Planning Commission members. First of three items tonight is the conditional use permit renewal, for Mr. Royce on North 16th Street, just north of the tracks, central part of town. Zoning district is AML, Light Industrial Manufacturing. Request is 10 years. The property right now is covered by an overlay district, the SUR, which is the special use near residence overlay that was just installed recently. That was to give any sort of industrial use of going in this area within 300 feet of a residential neighborhood a chance to apply by conditions permit to let neighbors have a voice in whether or not they should be here or what conditions. So that is why we have a CUP on this. 330 and 334, it's one big complex. There are three bays in this area, but it's 330 and 334, the ones in time here is Mathis and Grain, railroad tracks, 16th Street right there. As you can see from the overlay, it is all industrial area in this area. Of course, the regular zoning AML, and while a contractor's yard and office is allowed by right in AML, the SUR overlay is again the reason we're here for the CUP renewal. Right there is Washington County Heating. They're using these two bays. This one, I believe, is not being used at this time. One of the comments from 10 years ago when they had applied for the first conditional use permit was that they follow the parking matrix in section 111.03, which just basically says that for something like this, they need to have, I think it's one parking off-street parking space for 500 feet, square feet for the contractor's yard, or one off-street if it's an office. In this case, we have enough ample stuff right here. There's probably room for four or five cars in there, which gives more than the three needed for the contractor's yard or one per office space. This was not in the stipulations last time, but it is something that was mentioned as it went through the minutes. I don't believe the applicant is here tonight, but with that, staff has no objections to renewal on this. Do you have any questions for staff?
Thank you. Does anyone in the audience want to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public meeting and see what the commission would like to do.
Renew it. I'll make a recommendation to approve the conditional use permit submitted by Royce Reynolds.
Second it.
Motion by Schroeder, second by Radner to approve the conditional use permit as presented. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will go to the city council. What's the date of the city council coming up?
23rd.
Okay, that will go to the city council meeting on the 23rd of September. Item 5, I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit application submitted by, submitted by Michael Bierman, 10930 Lariat Lane, Blair, Nebraska, for the use of part of the building for golf driving range simulators on tax lot 257, section 12, township 18 north, range 11, east of the 6 p.m., city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska. At 660 Grand Street for 5 years. Jeff.
Thank you. For this new CUP application, Michael Bierman has come up with the golf simulator request for zoning. However, we've not quite kept up technology, so there's really nothing in our zoning book that talks about anything this specific. He has requested to have this in part of the relative's building in the AML district up here on 660 Grant Street, just across the tracks as you're headed east from downtown. The name, as he supplied them, should have been in your packet as business plan for T-Dip Golf. Zoning again is AML, light industrial, and requested for 5 years. And from the applicant's proposal, you can read right there that he's offering this similar area with ample parking, handicap accessories, accessibility, restrooms, you know, all, as you can read right up in there. And looking through the zoning, section 901 of AML, under the exceptions, it talks about towers for telecommunications, renting, leasing establishments, golf driving ranges, golf courses, mini golf courses, and bowling alleys, which is really pretty close, and of course, impound lots and the pets. Here's the location, 660, just across the railroad tracks. We have Washington County up here, commercial here, office park there, all of down here in AML there. As you can see from the zoning, part of his lot is ACH in the cross street office park. And then this goes further east with AML. This is a similar concept. If I remember right from these, you actually drive a golf ball into the screen, and somehow it gauges, you know, where it goes. In my case, it would be off the side someplace, and I'd be forever lost. A similar area is on this part of the main area. Of course, there's lounge in here. These are all supplied by the applicant. He'll be here later on to answer any more questions than I can. Another supplied by the applicant showing the area used is right here, parking. This has been reserved for the contractor's yard that is already there. Again, the idea, these bays will be used for the contractor and these for the golf simulation. Is this the perfect fit for AML? I don't know, kind of. Would it be better in ACH? Well, it's not really spelled out there either. Would it be better for Office Park? Probably not spelled out there either. In all places, it would probably have to be by condition use permit because this use is so new. Staff, however, doesn't have any objection to this. A, it's located fairly close to the other zoning districts. Mr. Bierman did try to find some other areas. He would much rather be in ACH or Office Park, but there were no other areas. And he's starting out conditions were just right and the cost was just right to get this at least started. I do know he has said verbally that, well, if this takes off, he'd love to see it in a different part of town. But for now, as he said, it's very small steps. With that, any questions for staff on this?
I have just a brief question. I know it's for ACA or it's for handicapped folks. Does he have to mark a stall for that, or can it just part of the parking?
Well, ideally, if it's going to be handicapped, it should be marked off. And we can put that as a stipulation that if he does get granted a CUP, that he does have to mark off a handicapped spot. This is all hard surface on this side right here, which would, and there's an accessible path to the doors. Let's see if I can find the front doors here. There would be an easy accessible path from the concrete to the door to get in there. That certainly could be a stipulation that he does have ADA stall marked. He would be required at just a minimum of one.
Anything else of staff? Seeing none. Would you like to speak on what you're planning to do? I assume, are you the...
I am, yes. Well,
yeah. If you don't mind, come up and state what you're planning on doing and how many people and that kind of stuff.
You'll need to state your name and stuff. Your address, please.
Michael Bierman, B as in boy, I-E-R-M-A-N, 10930 Lariat Lane, Blair, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Yeah, so basically, this is my, my dad owns the building, which is why this makes it convenient for me, cost effective, to be able to kick something like this off, as he mentioned. Having something in a different part of town would be a little bit more ideal, but for trying to start something like this, we figured this would be a good fit for it. It is going to be, I don't remember how much you guys have seen outside of this, but it's kind of like an anytime fitness, 24-hour access, not staffed by anybody, so you make your reservation online, show up. As you get there, you're allowed in by key cards that allow you to get in. Membership based only, so it's not for just anybody in the town. You have to have a membership to go in there. And then that will be limited to approximately 100 memberships. So the amount of people in and out of here is not going to be, you know, a lot. It's not going to be super busy. And then in the what I call the shop side there, which is the taller portion of the building, is where the simulators would be because we need tall ceilings. And then on the smaller side, which is the office area over there, is where the restroom is. I have my office there, and then there'll be a lounge in there as well for people as well with TVs and ping pong and those sorts of things. Any questions?
I saw your thing that said you're going to have vending machines for food. Is that true? Or?
Good question, yes. So the idea then was to possibly have some vending machines of sort in there as well if they wanted to have a snack or a drink or anything like that while they were in there, correct?
Good question.
Yes, there's a better picture of it.
How many units are you going to have in there?
Two. To start with, yeah.
Okay.
And I say to start with, this facility, if we needed more, we would probably have to go out into the other area and then it would be different application as far as that goes, I'm sure. Okay. Good question. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else in the audience like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
Anybody have anything?
Do you want to say anything about a handicap parking or not? You don't have to if you don't want
to. No, I'm okay with what they've got.
Okay.
I'll recommend approval of the conditional use permit application submitted by Michael Bierman for the use of part of the building for golf driving range simulators as presented.
Second.
Motion by Kading, second by Pleska to approve the CUP as presented. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will also go to the City Council on September 23rd, excuse me.
Thank you.
So we have a postponed item here, so we're going to do that this time then?
Yes.
Okay, so I will open a public hearing to consider a final plat application submitted by an amendment to the City of Blair Zoning Regulations, Article 7, Section 701 RRE, which is Rural Residential Estate District, and other rural residential estate references in the zoning book by removing rural from rural residential estate titles in descriptions and modifying Article 7, Section 01, the 701 to include inside the city limits and in the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, which is ETJ. Jeff.
So this was left over from all the annexation and the final plat part has already been this part of something else. So this is the zoning application to that. We'll get up here. So back in August, we had the changing of the language from...
Do you want the PowerPoint or red line, or what do you want?
Oh, PowerPoint will have the red line. After some debate, it was determined to postpone this until a later date, which is today. As you can tell right now, this is the red line version of what we're just changing in the RRE section. The idea was this was not so much during the annexation process. You know, that is done by now, and actually there was no RRE brought into the annexation. It was all either ACH or transitional ag. But we still want to go through with this because the whole idea of making this change was so somewhere down the road when annexation happens again, and it does encompass some of these RE districts. And I'm going by what it could be changed, which is residential estates. Our zoning book as it is now does not say you can't have RRE in sites and limits, but it seems somewhat confusing. So if somebody's looking at the book and they're like, well, it doesn't say you can't have it here, and if it doesn't say you can't have it here, can you have it here? The whole idea of changing this to RE, residential estates, is right here as it talks about. We got rid of that in red and added to permit the opportunity of developing estate-type lots inside city limits and in the city's extraterritorial, sorry about that. Thank you, Daryl. Jurisdiction ETJ. So it's not meant to cause confusion. It's not meant to pull a fast one. Really what it's meant to be is somewhere in the future, when someone looks at the book, they can see in writing that you can have a big residential estate either within city limits or out of city limits. I did receive one late email tonight at 6:07 opposed to the change from a person. They live in ag but not in the RRE. They were opposed to it. Their comment was, why change? But it doesn't need to be changed. I kind of disagree. I think it needs to be more clarification with our annexing going forward. So any questions for staff?
With this change, you're allowing within the city limits in the ETJ lots, well, bigger than acre. Because that's because, you know, it could be half, there's a lot of half acre lots in town. But then if you could start getting larger, you know, because really acreage is what, 10 acres, 10 or greater in Washington County?
We consider anything under 10 acres to be residential estates.
Okay.
Minimum acreage 10.01 for an ag parcel, unless it's been something left over before zoning. Minimum for residential estates will be 3, as it is now, unless you have access to city water and or sewer and or paved roads. And then it gets a little small, 1.86 and well, stuff like that. So we've got several RL lots that are 42,000. We've got some larger than that. So this will be permitting those large estates that are really going to be on the edge of the boundary, either inside or outside city limits, to exist and exist with everything that comes with it now. Plus with the changes on the municipal code, your animals, your chickens,
yeah,
things like that will be allowed within city limits also.
In this way, they're not going through any special CUP or subdivision or something like that.
Exactly. You know, there will still be certain things required for like CUPs, like an RL or an RE. If you want to have your accessory structure in front of the main primary structure, you still need to go through a CUP. None of that has changed. It does still be required.
And it's not changing anything about how you operate a business or whatever.
You still got to go through the regulations that are there. Okay. Again, it's just a language change of the inside and outside of city boundaries for these residential estates.
I have a technical question, because when I'm reading this, it says consider a final plat application submitted by an amendment.
Right. I'm not sure how that typo got in there, but this is not part of the final plat anymore.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
A zoning issue.
Okay. Because that's the way I read it. So
right.
I'm not sure.
And I was surprised to see it there also myself.
Okay.
But yeah, and technically it's not really zoning in a sense of changing the zoning out there. It's really part of the book.
Yeah.
So you're just changing the title in the book and the description in the book, moving away from that rural word, because if it's going to be potentially inside city limits, that just causes confusion. But it does emphasize the fact that these are residential in nature and they're estates or they're larger lots.
I understand. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Are we voting on?
I'm not quite sure.
When you first read that, I was going to get up and say something that, you know, if you were confused by that, that was a holder from, I think, a previous.
Yeah.
So we're just voting on an amendment to the zoning.
To the zoning.
To the book.
Zoning regulations.
Okay, that's what we're voting on. Okay, thank you. Anything else from the staff about that? Does anyone in the audience like to speak on this issue?
Rich Zelensky, Zelensky, from 8697 Victory Lane. And currently I'm RRE and I'm inside the ETJ. And to me, it would make more sense just to have a change for the people that are inside the city limits and for the people that are outside or in the ETJ, just leave that alone. Let them still be rural because they are.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Does anyone else want to speak on this issue? Do you want to answer why we're doing ETJ and city limits?
Sure. Phil Green, city administrator. I guess to me the simplest answer is it allows us to have one zoning district that can exist in two different locations, either inside the city limits or outside the city limits. We could do something like we did with the ag, where you've got regular ag and then transitional ag. But then you have to always have a rezone. So if we had RRE properties that were outside the city limits, and then there was an annexation that took place, you need to then change the zoning of that to RE, but the rules and the regulations are exactly the same. It's just the title that's different, which, again, what's the point to me?
And if I may, again, Jeff Fireman, City Community Development Director, not all annexations are by the city. A person, if they are contiguous to the property, can be asked to be part of the annexation. So if somebody doesn't want to pay the sewer fees, they know they're getting water connector, they have those options, they can request to be annexed by the city. Well, this way, if it's RE already, there's no changes, there's no rezoning fees for them through their request if they wanted to be annexed into the city. If that makes any sense.
Anything else from the audience? And I'll close the public hearing. What does the commission like to do?
Move forward with it.
Want to do a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
As presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Radner, second by Kading to approve the amendments to the city zoning as presented. Any more questions? Talk about it. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So obviously this is for the city and it's going to be in the 23rd also, right? Report from staff. This is Izzy.
I think we should go home early.
Yeah.
Okay. I recommend.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Third.
Yes.
Motion by Schroeder, second by Kading to adjourn. Please vote.
I still got to go back to work. Shelly, come on.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Commission members present voting aye. Kading, Radner, Schroeder, Bolziger, Heinrich, Leska,
he wants to do that story.